SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Taiwan has been hit by its most powerful earthquake in a quarter century. At least seven people are dead, hundreds injured. In Tokyo, the BBC's Shima Halil says the quake initially raised tsunami fears across the East China Sea in Japan.
The authorities ordered residents of Japan's southwestern areas to move away from the coast. The meteorological agencies urged residents to stay on high alert, despite waves not reaching the 3-meter height that was initially expected in some areas. All flights have been halted to and from Okinawa's main airport in the city of Naha. The tsunami alert has been issued for the Miyakojima and the Yaeyama regions, as well as the main island of Okinawa. The Philippines, to the south of Taiwan, has also declared a tsunami alert for its northern coastline. Video footage from the Taiwanese capital Taipei showed some large buildings tilting.
And the tsunami alert subsequently canceled. The 7.4 magnitude quake has been followed by strong aftershocks. From Texas, across parts of the central U.S. into the Ohio Valley, strong storms have spawned tornadoes, damaging hail and flooding. An RV park in Hanging Rock in southern Ohio was pummeled by the storm. It wrecked the place in no time flat.
This literally took 15 seconds. 15 seconds is all it took.
Hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power across a vast area. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's military chief says a misidentification led to the airstrike that killed seven Gaza aid workers. President Biden is expressing outrage. Israel is vowing a thorough, independent investigation. A second temporary channel has been opened at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore, allowing a limited amount of marine traffic to get around the wreckage. It's blocking the main channel into the port of Baltimore. Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 26 points. NASDAQ features off 51 points. This is SRN News. It's a new poll of Hispanic pastors.
With the Latin American population of the U.S. surging, Lifeway Research decided it was time to learn more about the men who lead churches in that community. According to the Lifeway study, 82% of Hispanic pastors are evangelicals, compared to 17% who serve in mainline denominations. 70% of them have some type of higher education, including 44% who have graduate degrees, but only about half are pastors full-time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican says it will publish a new document on gender next week, and more than a billion Catholics are holding their breath. The church has been in turmoil since last December, when the Pope authorized priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. That decision has sparked a split among Catholic leaders, with many bishops around the world openly denouncing the pontiff and refusing to obey. The new document will also reportedly address surrogacy, which Pope Francis opposes. This is SRN News. A baseball legend is behind the mic once again this season.
Bob Uecker received a hearty ovation from fans chanting Uke when the legendary broadcaster appeared on the American Family Field video board early in the Milwaukee Brewers home opener. Brewer fans don't know how many more times they'll get to continue cheering the presence of Mr. Baseball. Uecker was back at the ballpark Tuesday handling play-by-play on the radio broadcast of Milwaukee's game with the Minnesota Twins, as team officials remain circumspect about the 90-year-old's workload for the rest of the year. Keith Peters reporting.
Answering President Biden's declaration of Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday, former President Trump declares Election Day will be Christian Visibility Day. Writing on Truth Social, Mr. Trump says November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. It will also be Christian Visibility Day. More details at SRNNews.com.